Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your Half Hour Inspirational Program. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. This Half Hour Inspirational Program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I want to go ahead and invite the presence of God into our program in this evening. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. Even the blessings that we take for granted, like the air that we breathe, the trees that we see, the flowers that bring beauty to the planet, the rain that does its job to fertilize the earth and to bring about growth that's necessary to keep us eating and to keep us with water. Thank you so very much for all of your blessings. We do appreciate them, even though it seems we take them for granted. Forgive us and be with us. Help us to do better according to your will. We thank you. Amen. All right, tonight's programming, Returning to God. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, returning to God. So often we hear people that are going through some trying times in their lives. So often we know that people have different situations that they're encountering, that they're facing. So often we ourselves become victims to circumstances and situations that are beyond our control. Sometimes we think that we may be a superhuman. When reality sets in, we realize that we're only human. Sometimes we think that we have control over our circumstances or our situations. And then reality sets in once again to remind us that we're only human. Sometimes we think that we're in control of our emotions, our feelings. Sometimes we think that we're in control or we're in charge of the things that happen to us and the ways in which we respond to those things. And when reality sets in, we realize that we're still frail. And the point of this all comes down to we are the branches on a tree. That's all we are. And without that branch on the tree, we can't do anything without that vine, without that root. And when we find ourselves going away from the root, from the vine, then if we hang out there so long, we're going to wither away and we die, because that root cannot stay connected and live without the vine, I should say, or the branch cannot stay connected and live unless it has that connection to the vine, and that becomes so important. And so to those of you all that are listening tonight or listening to this in an archive show, tonight this topic is for you. And tonight's broadcast is returning to God. You see, God is that vine. God is the root. We are the branches. We're an extension. For God has created us that way. And without recognition of the fact that we need the root. We need to be deeply rooted. We need to be deeply grounded. We need to be deeply connected to our Creator, the root. And we're living and we're dying gradually. We're living to die gradually. And that's the whole point about it. So if you want full life, then you want to return to God. Tonight we're going to bring a man on who's had some experiences, and he's going to share some of his experiences with us. And he's recently undergone surgery, and he's going to give us information on this, what he would like to give us. And we're promising not to keep him on too long because we'd rather see him resting. But he's taking time out to share with us his views of why it's so important to return to the basics. When you've tried everything else, why not return to the basics and give God a chance? We're going to bring in Mr. Dennis. Mr. Dennis, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Mr. Dennis, thank you so very much for taking time out of your schedule. And we promise whenever, sir, you're feeling the need, we know that you've recently undergone surgery, and it was a rather serious surgery. And so I don't want to take any more time than necessary. This show is a half hour, but if you need 1 minute or 2 minutes, whenever you feel you need to go, I'm sure my listening audience, as well as I do, understand. Why don't we begin by telling us you did undergo surgery, and I don't know if you want to keep the type of surgery a secret or not, but tell us, why is it so important? Tonight's topic is returning to God, and we're talking about God being the vine, the root, and we being the branches. And when we disconnect from him, it's like a branch being taken away from that tree, the root, the vine. It's like the branch. And how likely is that branch to succeed without the connection that it needs to that root?
Well, Dr. Walker, I actually went through open heart surgery.
Okay.
And I don't mind telling that, because I felt as I was going into surgery kind of disconnected, because I was not in control anymore.
Okay.
The doctors weren't in control. I had prayed that the Lord would take over, and he would guide the doctor's hands, guide their minds, that they would see the things they need to see, fix the things they needed to fix, not try to do anything heroic or extra, but allow God to use them. And they gave me my anesthesia, and when I went out, I knew nothing for a day. So when I came to and they took the breathing tube out my throat, I was able to breathe on my own again. For a while, there was a machine breathing for me. For a while mm-hmm. under surgery, there was a machine that was beating my heart as they repaired it. I had no control. And they relied on machines and things to keep me going. And when I came back to, I wanted to thank the Lord that I made it through, but I wanted to have a closer connection to him, because he is, you know, he has made us fearfully and wonderfully made, that and knowledge shall increase, men shall run to and fro, that there is enough knowledge now to repair me, that I can be healed and go on instead of my life being touched.
Right. So now, Mr. Dennis, if I may ask this question for my listening audience, when you knew that you had to undergo open heart surgery, was there a fear, the human element of fear that may have come across, and I know we preach about God does not give us the spirit of fear, but was there a human element that you may have been somewhat afraid because you didn't really know how it would turn out? So with that in mind, you trusted that you had the best doctors to operate on you, but your faith was still in God. Explain that to us, that fear, that trust, and the faith.
The fear is being done by man, and man is not perfect.
Okay. Right.
Every operation is not 100%. And I was,
right.
Say, a test dummy. I was part of a situation that was not 100% sure because there has been failures. Just recently, Joan Rivers went in for a simple procedure, and she died from it. This has been done 1,000 times, but people died from it. So that's where my fear was. But I didn't put my faith there. My faith was in the Lord. My faith was not...
Your trust. Right, just before your faith, your trust.
My faith and trust was in the Lord. I didn't trust the man that was... I didn't trust the man that was doing it. I trusted the Lord. My faith was in the Lord, that the Lord would lead and guide him.
Right, right. Well, Mr. Dennis, we certainly do appreciate that testimony. And we don't want to hold you up any longer than necessary. We realize your situation, and we appreciate it. If there's anything else you can tell us, we will be willing to listen to. And just before you go, why is it so important for people to reconnect, to return to the Creator? In your opinion, when they've tried everything else, is there anything wrong with trying God, give God another chance in their lives to reconnect, just as he's given you another opportunity to go through another breath of life, because he kept his breath with you, whether the machine was breathing or not. He kept his breath with you. So his spirit remained with you. His breath of life remained with you. So why is it so important for people to realize that they need to stay connected?
Well, I have a lot of friends. And when I say I have a lot of friends, I had a lot of people praying for me. People called from all across the country, letting me know that they were praying for me. They asked their friends to pray for me. I have a friend that I work with and that I see every day. She was right there for me. The situation comes that I could have chose just have faith in those doctors. But the people who were praying weren't praying to the doctors. They were praying to the Lord that he would bless, that he would guide, that he would lead the doctors to do the right things, make the right decisions, and to make the right stitches, that my heart would be put back together and that I would not be left a vegetable, but a viable human being. And there were so many people praying that so many people believe that my choice, again, is to serve the Lord. I choose him over all things in this world.
Okay. Wow, that is really touching for me. And I think that that's what we need. We need to realize that putting our trust and our faith in God and even having a close friend that sticks by us through it all. You know, what more can one ask for when you know that God is with you and you know that you've got that support group? You mentioned you have a lot of friends, and I know that to be very true. You're a very popular guy, and the friends were praying to the God of heaven that the doctors wouldn't make mistakes, but that God would orchestrate, direct, and order their hands, because he was putting his hands in their hands to make sure that everything would go all right. Mr. Dennis, we thank you so very much for taking time out, and I want you to know that we will continue to be in touch with you. Our prayers are with you as you make us, and that you make a speedy recovery, and that everything will work out for you, and you'll be back up and running again soon, as I'm sure you're looking forward to that as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I look forward to being back on your program on Tuesday evening.
We will certainly welcome that, sir. You've been missed from the program, and we will be more than happy to have you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard a testimony by Mr. Dennis. He's a faithful man. He's a God-fearing man. And he's a man that only recognized that he, undergoing this type of surgery, that he was able to put his faith in God. You know, and his fear was in man maybe making a mistake. But his trust and faith was all in God, and God saw him through. So, Mr. Dennis, with that note, we're going to say thank you. And, sir, you have a wonderful evening, and we will be in touch.
All right. Can I ask one more favor, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have a very dear friend. Her name is Sharon. And
okay.
I'm going to ask special prayer for her, because she was there through all my illness and recovery. And she was a very strong support for me. And she goes through several different things, and I want to ask your listeners to say a special prayer for her, that she may be strong in the Lord and continue to be strong.
Yes, we will, and I'm gonna endorse that. Mr. Dennis is asking for a very special prayer for his friend Sharon, a very dear friend that has stuck with him throughout this entire ordeal. And I've had an opportunity myself to meet Ms. Sharon personally, and I know that to be so true. And we're going to pray that she holds on to the faith, and that she puts her total trust in God, and that God orders her steps and directs them. And this is our prayer, and I'm asking all of my listening audience around the world, if you would, just take a brief moment and call Sharon's name out to the God of heaven. And I tell you, Mr. Dennis, if there's anything
else,
I've seen God work miracles. I've seen him work miracles just from simple request of asking. We're told that we have not because we ask not. And you know what? It all comes down to what we believe. And I know you to be a believer. And let me tell you, when those prayers go up, the blessings will come down. And they have been doing so. So there is no request that you're making that's too small for God to answer. Thank you for that, sir. And you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.
All right. And say hello to Ms. Sharon for us, my listening audience around the world.
All right.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it from a man, a faithful man, a pioneer, a man who's gone through open heart surgery, that's come on the air tonight and share his story. And let me tell you something. When he talked about the fear, that's that human element. That's that human side, that men are going to do this. He had to go up under the anesthesia, to go up under this anesthesia, and not knowing whether he would wake up. But I can tell you this because I know him personally. I can tell you that he uttered his prayer that he was connected to God. And we talked earlier about that branch being disconnected from the root or the vine. We talked about that. And see, when there, that branch is disconnected from the root, There's no life. But I can tell you, knowing Mr. Dennis personally like I do, he was connected to the vine. He was connected to the root. He was connected to the source. And he still remains connected to the source, to the vine, to the root. And that's where he put his trust, and that's what he was telling you tonight, that his faith remained. When he knew that he was going under the anesthesia, I can tell you before that, that he had already made his pact with his creator. And he, chances are, he put aside, Father, not my will, just as Jesus did, but thy will be done. And so if he were to wake up, knowing him like I do, he's saying, it's all right, because I've made it right with the creator. And when you make it right with the creator, this little mortal life that we live, this is nothing compared to the eternal life that we're going to live. When you make it right with the creator, and you see, I know him. And see, God, knowing Mr. Dennis's faith and his trust in him, he didn't disappoint him. He did not disappoint him, because Mr. Dennis went to sleep under the anesthesia with his trust and faith solely in God. Not in what those men, those doctors, but he went to sleep with his faith and his trust in the Creator. And that, and the Creator, the sustainer of life, did not disappoint him. And remember he said earlier, when he finally came out of it, he was, you know, it was a day that went by that he was completely out of it. There's chances are that the anesthesia was wearing off. And so I can only imagine that he was in a daze. But lo and behold, as time progressed, Mr. Dennis came around. The faculties started coming back into place. His constitution began to formulate. He began to recognize people. Even though he may have heard the sounds and the voices, he's trying to put it all together. But he came back, and lo and behold, he even said, you heard him say it, that he was so thankful to God that he woke him up, that he brought him through this. And you see, and that's where we've got to reach a point in our lives where, you know, fortunately for him, he stays connected. And that's what we need to do. But those of you all that have gotten sidetracked, and that can happen to any of us at any point in time. We can get sidetracked, and we can start to realize that, you know what, I've gotten off course. I've gotten off course. Things look like they're going in such a good way for me. But somewhere along the way, that's where the enemy is trying to tell you, oh, you know what, you don't need to stay connected. The enemy is always going to try and tell you a half-truth. And that's what you got to believe. He told Adam and Eve a half-truth. And you see, but God will tell you the whole truth. And here's where the enemy deceived them. He told them that you will not die, you know, when you eat this fruit, when you partake of this fruit. You will not die, you see. And God had already told them, given them their instructions, the day that you eat of this fruit or even touch that tree, you shall surely die. It was a progressive death. It was forthcoming. That was their test. That was their test. And you see, he told them a half-truth. And you know the rest of the story. And see, that's what I want you to realize, that when you disconnect, you may be out there on that scene where everything seems to be going perfect. You know, you may be doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing that are contrary to what your teachings and your trainings were when you were a kid. And somehow or another, you've gotten sidetracked. And you say, well, you know what? It's not about God. It's about me. It's about what I can do, what I can accomplish myself. See, now you're that branch. You're that branch that's become disconnected from the God of heaven. And you're thinking that you can do it by yourself. Well, let me tell you something that you may not be aware of. That's a half-truth. That's worse than a half-truth. Because you shall surely die. That branch, and you're dying without the breath of life, without the breath of God, without the Spirit of God, because you're dying because you're not connected. You see, when man dies in Christ, my belief is, when man dies in Christ, he still has the breath of life he has died having a connection with the Creator. And that man, and my belief is, one day he will live again. One day she will live again. That's what my belief is. That, you know, that it's not just as we know it to be now. You will live again when you die having stayed connected with Christ. And as we're humans, we fall off and we lose it. But as long as you have stayed the course, as long as you have run the race and you have stayed with God, God is going to stay with you. And when your time comes for your sunset, God is going to raise you up again. And this time when he raised you up, having died in him, you will live eternally. And so that's my prayer to all of you all tonight. It's a prayer that you will not give up on. It's a prayer that even if you've gotten yourself sidetracked, I want you to take stock. I really do. I want you to take stock and think about that and say, God, help me to return to you. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be the person that you would have me to be. Lord, it seems like everything is working out for me now. But, Lord, I want to make sure that I'm in your safe harbor. That's what you want. You know, you want him to order your steps. You want to be able to stay connected. Because when we get off course, sometimes it can be hard to find your way or to navigate your way back. It really can. And let me tell you something. Without a compass, a compass out there, let me tell you, it can be a very difficult travel. Now we call some of these things GPSs. But let me tell you, God is the global positioning system. He is. And I'm going to tell you, without his direction, without his being the globe for you, the map of the journey, the one that lays out the plans for your life. And, of course, we have freedom, free will. We have freedom of choice. We can go our own direction or go in the direction that he has designed for our purpose, for our calling. But I believe, and my experience has taught me, that over the years, that when you go in the direction that God would have you go in, when you allow him to order your steps, when you allow him to be that one that leads you, you will not go astray. You will not go wrong. You will not get off course because God has your back, because you have asked him to order your steps. You have asked him to be your compass in life. And that's what I want you to be able to do. Ask God to be your compass. And on a daily basis, when you wake up in the morning, God, be the GPS for my life. Be the compass for my life. Be the roadmap for my life through this day. Help me to make it through this day in such a way that I recognize where my source is, who my source is, that I recognize that I can do nothing without you, without being connected to you. And anything that I've allowed myself to be disconnected from, it's only temporary, because without that connection, that root, and how it all works with the vine, there is no life. There's no sustaining of life. And you want to reconnect back to the Creator because you want to sustain, you want your life to be sustained with the source. And if you should die, but you died being connected, you will live again. I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And I want to thank Mr. Dennis for taking time out, and our prayers continue to go with him, along with his friend, Ms. Sharon. To all of my listening audience, join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, join us once again next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. So until next Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.